to the Truffin music. We should say good evening to RBN listeners. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, and we are here on this wet and cold Saturday here in the UK anyway, on Saturday 17th of November 2018. And it's nearly Thanksgiving. I see Thanksgiving on the calendar. You see, it's not an event here in Britain. It's not even mentioned. It's a big event in America. But I see it's on the 22nd this year. Why are they clown around the date? And why they put it, I'm saying this, at the end of November? The latest end of the harvest is the end of October. And they crush it in against Christmas. But there you are. That's the way. But I could do 3 hours today on the political nervous breakdown that Britain is having over Brexit. And this treacherous traitor, Theresa May, and one of the most violent, this is the most verbally violent cabinet meetings ever in the history of the cabinet took place this week. And two, the key ministers resigned. The actual Brexit secretary, he's the second Brexit secretary, Dominic Raab, he walked out, as did Esther McVeigh, who's a feisty woman, somebody I have a high regard for. And I'm just reading her story here to remind me to carry on during the week. She's resigned from the government, therefore she's spilling the beans now what went on at this cabinet meeting, which was the presentation of the agreement with the European Union, agreed by Theresa May and agreed by the European Union in principle, a draft document, and it ties Britain into the European Union long term and to the European Court. And I won't go into all the details, it's very, very complex, but 585 pages of stuff, and it wasn't released to the public until virtually after this cabinet meeting, so the press and the public didn't get it, which is really stupid of Theresa May, building up resentment against her. But she survived it, and the cabinet supposedly tacitly agreed it in principle, but now there's a large element of them conspiring to put down a vote of no confidence within the parliamentary party of the Conservative Party. Plus, this document has to go before the House of Commons within a week or two. And if it's rejected there, she's snookered. And she's going to Brussels next Sunday, the 25th, to supposedly agree this. And the opposition party will... Bizarre. Brexiteers and Remainers are equally viciously against this document, so she hasn't got a hope in hell of getting it through Parliament. But what will happen is the Labour Party, the opposition, will put down a vote of no confidence in the Prime Minister. That has to be voted on. But she'd survive that because the Tory Party, they don't want another general election. But that's not survival as such. But it's going to be one of the most disruptive few weeks in politics in Britain. And right up to Christmas. So it's 50-50 whether Theresa May will remain as Prime Minister. But I don't think it will be a general election. But there will be a major purge in the British government and in the Conservative Parliamentary Party. But if people want to read the story of many, go to the Daily Mail, and it's Esther McVeigh's meltdown was so bad the cabinet ministers thought they should call security. Well, no, she's a pretty tough cookie. She was shouting and screaming at Theresa May, I believe. And private cabinet meetings are supposed to be confidential and private. But there you are. On and on it goes. But and there's an alarm I won't read out the article fully, but Catherine Fromovich is writing an activist post. Britain's second Lord Chamberlain, PM Theresa May. They're comparing Theresa May bringing this document. And she was conniving against her own, going behind his back, negotiating with the EU. And he was meant to be the chief negotiator politically. And Ollie Robbins was the chief civil servant, which we know is a rabid Remainer. He'd been betrayed at multiple levels. It's not unlike the Trump cabinet of what's going on. It's almost a direct parallel. But Neville Chamberlain, people may remember, I don't know who came back, A few weeks before the war broke out, with a piece of paper on an aircraft, and holding up this, that he had made it an agreement with the German Chancellor that they would not go to war, and Hitler supposedly signed it. And within a few days, he invaded Poland. So Britain went to war against Germany, and World War II started. And it's beginning to look like Theresa May bringing back this draft document, the Brexit agreement. There's going to be holy jihad warfare in Britain this next 2 weeks. But I do a whole piece on that long stop. I've written a 5-page piece for friends of mine in Canada. I want to know about it. But it's unbelievable, really unbelievable. It's shocking. It's shocking isn't the word. But there was nothing all the shocking about politics, but the level of incompetence and betrayal at every level is just legion. There's no doubt about it. But you can read Fromovich's article, Britain's Second Lord Chamberlain PM, Theresa May, in Activist Post, that was published this week. So it was okay. But just a bizarre bureaucracy article here. I do cover the deep state and the police state, which kind of run in parallel. But DC, Washington bureaucrats are trying to make parents get a license to let children play together. Right? How about that? Interfering in your life. And this article, somebody called Kerry McDonald is writing this for Activist Post. It shows three little kiddies sitting together. But they say, let's say you and some of your friends decide to gather your children together a couple of days a week for a few hours of free play. Maybe you switch off when you off who leads the gaggle of kids each week, allowing for some shared free time and flexibility. Sounds like a great arrangement for all. Like, your kids get to play freely with their friends and you get some occasional free babysitting. According to government officials in Washington, D.C., arrangements like this are violations of the law. Ooh, crikey. They are cracking down on what they call an illegal child development facility operating without a license. Imagine there's children playing together in your garden, their friends and their children. And the regulation of the play dates. This is not a joke, this is real. Back in the 1970s, a group of parents got together to create an informal playgroup for toddlers in D.C. in a spare room of a local church. Over the last 40 years, groups of parents and their two-year-olds have enjoyed these three-hour playgroups, which children can attend up to 3 days a week. The playgroup is staffed by parents of the kids who attend, and they take turns watching the children. There is no paid staff. According to a recent Washington Post article written by Karen Lips, of the Network of Enlightened Women. What do you hear titles like that? Dive for cover. Some D.C. government officials now are trying to regulate the program, which they contend is an illegal child care facility. The Office of the State Superintendent of Education investigated the playgroup cooperative in early September and issued a statement saying the group is violating child care facility laws and must get a license to operate. The parents are rightly outraged, arguing that this is an informal parent-led playgroup that should not be regulated as a child care facility. Government officials argue that the playgroup doesn't qualify for an exemption as an informal group because the parents over the years have established some simple rules for participation, including stating that parents can't bring contagious children to the playgroup and asking for emergency contact information. As a homeschooling mum, that's the person writing this article, and her name is, I think it's given at the top of the article, it's Kerry McDonald, okay? She's saying, I host groups of children at my house all the time, sometimes with their parents and sometimes without, and my friends reciprocate. I have the same rules as this DC playgroup. Don't bring sick kids to my house. Tell me if they have any food allergies and medical issues, give me blah, blah, blah. Okay. But we're going to have detail here. But try to regulate children playing together now. You come on, artists, I think we've reached a new low, and then we come on another one, which is an even further new low in the police state. But it's getting back to the weather, because it's going to be pretty, well, average weather here. But this week we're going down to -4 or -5 degrees, I think. Yeah, the first of the really snowy low temperature weather starts this week here in the UK. And some articles here from Mark Morano of Climate Viewer. And he has this fantastic, very fast selling book, The Incorrect, a politically incorrect Guide to Climate Change. I think I've got the title right. And he's doing extremely well with it. And even despite the bigoted media, including the BBC here, who their biggest piece of bigotry is global warming and climate change. But he started this one here to give an example. I see Trump there a few minutes ago shaking hands with Jerry Brown. And they must absolutely despise each other. And we go into the wildfires later on, but they're not wildfires. The wildfires in California are absolute proof, started by direct energy weapons. Streets of houses burned to the ground, nothing left. And trees 6 feet from the building didn't burn, right? When has that happened before? Absolutely never. And a firefighter saying that they are seeing trees explode from the inside out and concrete buildings exploding, which is that's a direct energy weapon attack, which heats and liquefies the rebar in the concrete, mixes with the chemicals and explodes. That's a crude description of it. But Governor Jerry Brown blames climate deniers for the worsening wildfires. Always have somebody to blame. Not his total neglect and the likes of the Democratic Party, neglect of the forestry management and the all the other stuff, the dams in California. And he says, Governor Brown blames climate deniers for worsening wildfires. Scientific evidence refutes him. Less fire today than centuries ago. Wildfires are not due to climate change. And he's talking about book expert. Well, that's what the research Morano has dug up for his book. He says there is increasing evidence that there is an overall less fire in the landscape today than there has been centuries ago, although the magnitude of this reduction still needs to be examined in more detail. The wildfire problem is essentially more social than a natural one. Well, they're halfway behind the curve here, and Mark Morano, he's not touching the subject of energy weapons. But what he's talking about is correct. Overall, as regards wildfire territories in the world, there's less and less of them. It looks horrendous in California. The California has probably quadrupled, but there's a reason for it. Researchers from the University of Madrid found that climate change is not to blame for increased forest fires in the Mediterranean basins. In the United States, wildfires are also due in part to the failure to thin forests and remove dead and diseased trees. In 2014, forestry professor David B. South of Auburn University testified to the U.S. Senate Environmental and Public Works Committee. I'm sure that did him a lot of good here. Data suggested that extremely large megafires were four times more common before 1940. I think that we cannot reasonably say that the anthropogenic global warming causes extremely large wildfires. As he explained, to attribute this human-caused increase in fire to carbon dioxide emissions is simply unscientific. But anyway, go back to Morano, and he's saying, California Governor Jerry Brown is blaming climate deniers for California's for more California devastating wildfires, despite the overwhelming scientific evidence that wildfires are not historically worse or caused by global warming. Okay, he said. Again, Jerry Brown, quotation, climate change deniers definitely contributing to the new abnormal wildfires. God almighty. Are they going around with blowtorches or something? California, he's doubling up here, said all climate change deniers are definitely contributing to the fatal wind-whipped wildfires that have pummeled northern and southern parts of the state over the past few days, as well as blazes in the coming years. Oh, he's predicting more than... we're going into these Jerry-bound quotations. Those who deny global warming for deadly wildfires. Brown joins other high-profile climate activists in blaming bad weather on climate deniers. Most recently, Senator Chuck Schumer actually said on the Senate floor, if we would do more on climate change, we'd have fewer of these hurricanes and other types of storms. Well, I mean, the amount of... CO2 and methane gas coming out of the ocean from volcanoes under the ocean, which nobody has control of volcanoes on land or in the oceans, is unbelievable, and it's very hard to measure it. And all the other thing, geoengineering, which has been going on for 100 years, is never once mentioned in the chemtrails, etc., in the media. Never. In the mainstream, never. Never, never, never. Only in the alternative media you'll get serious reports on that. But editor's note, the following is an excerpt from the author Mark Morano's new 2018 best-selling book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. Yeah, that is the title. And he has it laid out like regular book we used to read in Doctor Surgery's, the yellow surround. Anyway, book excerpt. This is where he deals with wildfires in his book. The mainstream media seems to be very sure that the wildfires are getting worse because of man-made global warming. ABC World News Tonight warned in 2014 that here in America, more wildfires and intense burns have arrived courtesy of climate change. CBS This Morning featured climate fear promoter Michio Kaku predicting 100-year droughts and 100-year forest fires and claiming that something is very dangerously happening with the weather. No, they're manipulating the weather and pollution is causing it. So cleaning up, getting rid of the deep state activity in weather warfare and cleaning up pollution, etc., there will be no problem whatsoever. Al Gore also thinks he knows all about wildfires. All over the West, we're seeing these fires get much worse, Gore said in 2017, adding the underlying cause is the heat. But the science tells us a very different story. A 2016 study published by the Royal Society reported there is less fire in the global landscape today than centuries ago, and the global area burnt has seen a slight decline over the past decades. A study by Stefan Dorr and Kristen Sahan of Swansea University in Wales noted that many consider wildfires as an accelerating problem, with widely held perceptions both in the media and the scientific papers of increasing wildfire activity. Anyway, that's saying specifically it is not overall. But I wonder who will be the first to get this, if at all possible, the use of directed energy weapons. But we have on this program, Deborah Tavares, who will have a mighty report on that coming on the program around about the first Saturday in December, and we should certainly be dealing with that. And she has probably the best research going on that. But and also Mark Morano saying, yeah, my viral climate change video was smeared as fake news. Here are the facts. Mark Morano is executive director and chief correspondent for Climate Depot. Depot.com, a project of the committee, for constructive tomorrow. Okay. Anyway, we come to the first break, and we'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? a voice of truth in a sea of lies, do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Okay, we're coming back in from the first break. This is the Barton Report from Republic Broadcasting. Dealing here with a few issues already, including climate, because we're coming into the winter here, and I know we're going to get a ferocious winter. I know that from Piers Corbyn, and we're in the cusp of, you know, the mini ice age. We really are. It's three things coming together this time, much harder than usual. There's a cyclical mini ice age that occurs every 180 years. We're into now the solar minimum is the lowest ever in 500 years or more. And our famous Gulf Stream that keeps us alive here, we're 53 to 61 degrees north here. I'm at 53 degrees north. If you're up in North Scotland, it'd be 60 degrees north. And here in the Midlands of England, we're the same latitude as Edmonton, Alberta, right? I've been in Edmonton at minus 48, 1990, when the Arctic winds came south, buddy, down near Athabasca and Edmonton, minus 48 centigrade, right? They did into appalling damage to the Gulf Stream when they, in that oil spill, they used that core exit, millions and millions and billions of gallons. And what it's done is lowered the temperature of the Gulf Stream, of the Gulf of Mexico. So we're being hit on three levels, but... And the effing lies that the BBC come out, they're quoting this bunch of lying shills called the International Panel on Climate Change, which does all the weather analysis for the UN. They're based in Norwich in England. And they've been caught several times falsifying the data. And the BBC still quotes them. Woo! But although Michael Rivero, who's ex-NASA, said that NASA have now jumped off the... because we've made such fools of, it's hard to keep the scam going. Jumped off the climate, global warming thing. He thinks, I don't know, maybe he's right. But at the end of all BBC programs, you see outdoor programs saying, thanks to NASA. Well, that's the satellite data information they're giving. I just finished a program, or watching a program, fantastic wildlife guy called Yolo Williams, the Welsh name Yolo Williams. He was out in the Brecon Beacons, doing a fantastic winter program, and he got caught in a snowstorm. Now, down below him, was the sun was shining in Hay on Wye, but he had asked the BBC for a forecast, and it was wrong, totally wrong, because they're taking the data from NASA. But we'll see if NASA have changed their tune now. Well, we shall see. We shall see what we shall see. But Murano is a very good writer, but I'd love to write, read the stuff in context. He said Morano was a researcher for the Republicans on Capitol Hill, and then when the global warming became a big issue about 20 years ago, 15 years ago, he started examining it himself, and he's a very smart guy. You see him interviewed now and again on Fox, and he found it was a total scam. And a report, one key pivotal report based on 800 scientists have signed this document to say that global warming is real and a human cause. Well, when they whittled down the 800, I think they got down to something like 25 real scientists that have real qualifications. How about that? And he was the first one to do it. So, and on his site, he gives all the pro and anti data. So he can't be produced. So he's, all the people are spouting global warming, their data's on there and his data's on it. And you can compare them side by side. And for that reason, it's a very, very good site. But he's saying here, I'm trying to get on the right side of this article here. He said, he's rebutting some famous scientists here. Dan Anutelli claimed in the British News Service based on my video, which was attracted more than 8 million views and 140,000 shares on Facebook. Although you can't believe any of those figures nowadays. I know he's not lying, but they're fiddling the figures and demonetizing people on Facebook left, right, and center. He said, this is where his video was attacked. The video has so alarmed climate activists that they're using it to pressure Facebook to ban climate deniers. Oh, yeah. Claim, basically, Mark Morano's critique is that the study sample size was too small to make a conclusive determination about the level of expected of expert consensus. That is a valid point. Response from this Nutitelli, this scientist, admits my point about 77 anonymous scientists, they can't sign their name, but they must be illiterate as well. Science is making up alleged 97% consensus in a valid point. Good. Let's see the evidence. Claim. I think he's doing this in claim response. The claim by the warmers, climate warming people, global warming people. In fact, the authors of the 7 separate climate consensus study using a variety of approaches, some with very large sample sizes, teamed up in 2016 to publish a paper concluding that the expert consensus on human-caused global warming is between 90 and 100%. So this critique is invalid when considering all the available consensus research. Well, they can't say that. And response, climate from Mark Morales' response, the website I found has covered and debunked claims of the so-called consensus studies, which were a rehash of the same old data again and again. Okay, we're here at the bottom of the hour. Wait. We should be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus? for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Just had to leave the desk for a minute here to turn up the fire, the halogen heater here, because it's getting so cold here. Anyway, I encourage people to look at Mark Warner's site. It's a vast site, and you get some very, very good information. But I found the article here that Michael Rivero is referring to. He's ex-NASA, and NASA have been a part of the skullduggery up to now of putting out this propaganda on global warming. And the article here is NASA scientists, lack of sunspots to bring record cold. Well, they couldn't deny that. That's the sun. They couldn't deny what's going on with the sun. So they're being caught out. And it's saying here, global warmers will eat crow for a while the Earth cools. And it becomes obvious that the sun is the primary determinant for Earth's temperature. The global warming name is a fraud. And that does not respect objective science. TN editor. Okay. And this article written by Tony Phillips, I do believe, Activist Post. And the sun is entering one of the deepest solar minimums of the space age. They're saying earlier on, the sunspots have been absent for most of 2018, and the sun's ultraviolet output has dropped sharply. New research shows that Earth's upper atmosphere is responding. We see a cooling trend, says Martin Malasky of NASA's Langley Research Center. Oh, Langley with the CIA, I see. High above the Earth's surface, near the edge of the space, our atmosphere is losing heat energy. If current trends continue, it could be soon set at a space age record for cold. These results come from the SABER instrument on board NASA's timed satellite. SABER. SABER monitors infrared emissions from carbon dioxide, CO2, and nitric oxide, two substances that play a key role in the energy balance of air, to 300 kilometers above the planet's surface. By measuring the infrared glow of these molecules, SABER can assess the thermal state of gas at the very top of the atmosphere, a layer of research called the thermosphere. Okay. The thermosphere always cools off during the solar minimum. It's one of the most important ways that the solar cycle affects our planet. And explains Malinskak, scientist who is the associated principal investigator for Sabre. Okay, this NASA project. When the thermosphere cools, it shrinks, literally decreasing the radius of the Earth's atmosphere. This shrinkage decreases aerodynamic drag on satellites in low Earth's orbit, extending their lifetimes. That's good news. The bad news is it also delays the natural decay of space junk, resulting in a more cluttered environment. Okay, we're not going to that subject. To help keep track of what's happening in the thermosphere, well, Malatskrak and colleagues recently introduced the Thermosphere Climate Index, a number expressed in watts that tells us how much heat and number of molecules are dumping into space. Okay. So we kind of get to a basic explanation here. Although the Sabre satellite has been in orbit for only 17 years, the scientists and colleagues recently calculated TCI going on all the way back to 1940s. Okay. As 2018 comes to an end, the Thermosphere Climate Index is on the verge of setting a space age record for cold. That's sort of what we're going to get to. We're not there quite yet, says Malinskak, but it could happen in a matter of months. Sure. We are especially pleased that the Sabre search vehicle is gathering information so important for tracking the effect of the sun on our atmosphere, says James Russell. Okay. But anyway, it's NASA. Are kind of cleaning up the agenda by saying, the bleeding obvious, that the solar minimum is quite severe this time around. Okay, but and a long, much longer article by a famous Catherine Fromovich, long-winded woman. But it's time to rethink what we've been proselytized into accepting about weather change and ask why no investigation is given regarding weather geoengineering, sure, as part of the UN's Agenda 21. I'll just read a bit of our article here. Everyone complains about the weather, but no one can control it. You want to bet weather patterns in 2018 have hit the probable high watermark in more ways than one. The current wildfires plaguing the state of California have prompted numerous readers to contact me, Mrs. Fromovich, with documentation regarding how there apparently is more to these horrendous Armageddon apocalyptic type blame on Mother Nature anomalies than weather forecasters are permitted to divulge or lose their jobs. The corporate controlled media are allowed to cover and report, and the gullible sheeple are willing to accept. The spate of wild in brackets and forest in brackets fires in California in 2018 has reached critical mass. Moonbeam Governor Jerry Brown has had to step up to the plate and demand a congressional investigation into what's going on, rather than just asking for federal disaster funds. Too many casualties have occurred from the various fires. Hundreds of lives lost. Thousands of homes and business properties destroyed. Towns like Paradise in California burnt away, pets and wildlife destruction, and an ecological disaster impacting California for decades to come. Without trees, California's smog problem becomes even worse, while burnt-out terrain will become mudslides when no one can rebuild. The horse below, showing a horse trapped in a pool, was smart enough to jump into a swimming pool to save himself from being burnt alive. Not all animals had such resources available to them. Okay, poor creature really did survive. And it says, Operation Torch California is a very real ongoing black operation being conducted by the U.S. intelligence community in collusion with Operation Gladio. These false flag terrorist attacks are first and foremost a highly sophisticated psyop. They have many goals, and they will continue until California has been completely subjugated by the globalists. But she's referring to two things here, Operation Torch California and Operation Gladio, I see. Governor Brown, the above should be your, she's addressing him, should be your definitive jump-off point for demanding a congressional investigation, which Californians are entitled to after 6 years of programmed deliberate drought, and now a year of fires decimating premier fresh food growing state during the winter during winter in the USA. Is famine the next step? Sure. And said, if you need more information, check out the California Firestorms Geoengineering. Here's why and who's doing it. So that's a website, obviously. Surely you cannot be dumb not to realize that there's relentless chemical spraying and harp-manufactured weather events are radically altering California's climate. Sure. On the other hand, you are Governor Brown, a globalist governor, using Farmageddon to push fraudulent climate change legislation in order to comply with the UN Agenda 21 and 2030. This guy should have been locked up a long time ago because he's literally the embodiment of Agenda 21. And it says, Alexander Bruce of Forbidden Knowledge TV. These are all high-tech references you're getting to find out information. In her narrative, says, Alexandra, one. The chemtrails are said to contain aluminium oxide derived from coal fly ash, which has purposely dried out the vegetation on the southwestern U.S. into such much kindling, he says. These fires don't behave like natural wildfires and claim that skilled arsonists have been deployed to start them. Some using flamethrower drones, directed energy weapons, DEWs, mounted on military planes and also on satellites. Well, the photographs prove that. Streets burnt like a laser and none of the trees beside the houses burnt. Well, most of the year's California fires remain under investigation. PG&E, that's the power company, has been declared responsible for the wine country fires. In late September of this year, Governor Jerry Brown signed a measure that would allow PG&E to bill their customers for any future settlements in order to prevent the utility from going bankrupt. Whoa, how does this guy even walking around and upright? I just don't know. This is a multi-billion dollar bailout along the lines of Wall Street in 2008. Does anyone still want to live in California? Ooh. Apparently, PG&E is facing financial difficulties. Really, it's owned by the Rothschilds, including bankruptcy due to the possibility that its equipment sparked wildfires in California. Well, one of the key things that will come out is that the smart meters are a key part of these fires as well. Last year, I had seen allegations in the internet that PG&E had a role of starting fires. To quote Bloomberg, California's biggest utilities plunged into full-blown crisis by the possibility that its equipment had sparked one of the catastrophes. Well, one of the things that happened, in actually Missouri in a smaller wildfire, a street was burnt out in the wildfire, but all the houses that had smart meters were burned to the ground. The houses that did not have smart meters were not burnt. So, what's going on here? Shocking. Gargantuan criminality. The United States population the war has been declared on them by the government on 100 levels. Absolutely 100 levels. As said, what's his name here? Michael Schneider is commenting, not about wildfires. He said 11 signs that the U.S. economy is starting to slow down dramatically. And he's saying here, the pace at which things are changing is shocking the experts. Just a few months ago, many of the experts were still talking about the U.S. economy was booming. Yeah, boom and bust. But since then, the major shift has taken place. Most of the headlines have been about a huge stock market declines, and we have been witnessing, but things are not going well for the real economy either. Well, the high street in America and in Britain are collapsing at a rapid pace. Home sales are now way down. Also, auto sales are plummeting. The retail apocalypse is escalating, and the middle class continues to shrink, and economic optimism is rapidly evaporating. We haven't seen anything like this since 2008, and many believe the economic downturn that is upon us will ultimately be even worse than we experienced a decade ago. The following are 11 signs that the U.S. economy is starting to slow down. Number one, when economic activity is rising, demand for oil increases, and oil prices tend to go up. But when economic activity slows down, the demand for oil diminishes, and the price of oil goes down. But that hasn't happened here yet. We're paying £6 a gallon sterling for petrol here. Petrol and diesel, £6.
What's that in multiplied by 1.25? Well, it's a different gallon in America. 6 multiplied by 1.25. That's $7.50. How about that? $7.50. U.S. oil prices plummeted 7% to a one-year low, $55 a barrel on Tuesday. It was crude oil's worst day since September 2015. Oh, dear. Well, that hasn't come through the system yet. The losses in the oil world have been staggering as worries deepen about excess supply. Crude is down 12 straight days, the longest losing streak since future trading. Future trading is a disgrace. It's interfering with people's access to oil. Number two, that number one was quite long. Out of his 11 reasons, the economy is in trouble. One new poll has found that only 13% of Americans plan to buy a home in the next year. The number has fallen about three quarters in a row and is now down by almost half over the last 12 months. Number three, as the market dries up, the inventory of unsold homes is absolutely soaring nationwide. With that in mind, it comes as no surprise that the inventory countrywide soared 86% among single-family homes and 188% of condos in October compared to a year ago. Okay, well, we don't know what to compare that with. Number four, California once had the hottest housing market. That's a sad or unfortunate remark, hot. California once had the hottest housing market in the entire nation, but now homes prices in the state are plummeting like it did in 2008. Number five, according to the latest Bank of America survey, global fund managers are the most bearish that they have been since the financial crisis. Well, a little footnote there. Since the financial crisis, we're supposed to be cleaning up debt, et cetera, et cetera. There's now 60% more debt around domestic, commercial, and banking debt than there was in 2008. 60% more. So we're in heading into hell again. According to surveys, 44% of fund managers expect global growth to decelerate in the next year, the worst outlook since September 2008. What's more, 54% are anticipating a slowdown in the Chinese growth as well. Anyway, number six indicator out of 11 indicators that the economy is failing in the U.S. America's ongoing retail apocalypse just continued to accelerate. According to a recent Bloomberg article, things are going so poorly for some mail operators that they that they are handing over their keys to the lenders even before losses end. Things are getting worse for miles across America. So people are not even negotiating rent reductions; they're just bailing out. Number seven. Despite the eruption of major trade wars, the U.S. trade deficit with the rest of the world is on pace to set a brand new all-time record. Number eight of the 11. One new study discovered that 62% of all U.S. jobs do not currently pay enough to support a middle-class family. Well, that's been going on and on for years. Number nine. At this point, most Americans barely have any financial cushion at all. According to one recent survey, 58% of Americans have less than $1,000 in savings. Wow. Right now, more than half of U.S. children are living in households that receive financial assistance from the federal government. And number 11 out of 11, as the economy slows down, an increasing number of Americans are being forced into the streets. More than 500,000 Americans are currently homeless, and that number is growing with each passing day. Okay. Anyway, Schneider writes fairly clearly. More bad news, but it's what's going on. So I don't know how Trump is going to cope with that. And most of it caused by massive monopoly. Okay. Anyway, hear the music again. We're going to the third break of this hour, and we should be back in 3 minutes or so. Okay.
Do you worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, and we're coming back into the last few minutes of this hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. BJ Barden is my name, and we should give out the phone number. It's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you have anything to add to this. But just one quick story before we go to the top of the hour. Billionaire uses his $25 million yacht to bring supplies to fire victims, but police don't let him ashore. This is in California. Matagoras writing this. Malibu, California. Howard Leight, L-E-I-G-H-T, co-owner of the Malibu Rocky Oaks Winery, is a billionaire tech industry mogul who lost most of his vineyard over the last week as wildfires raged through California. His misfortune did not deter him from helping the victims of the fire, however. Last week, after Leight tried unsuccessfully to save his property from raging fire, he felt it was time to give back, so he contacted his friends Bill Kerbox this week, and they rolled in with supplies. On Tuesday morning, a group of volunteers loaded up Leight's yacht named the Leight Star, with thousands of water bottles, 100 gallons of gasoline, snacks, foods, etc., to make their way to Paradise Cove. And what happened was, there's been so much confusion, said Bill Kerbox, a friend of Leight's, to the group of volunteers as they began their journey. We need to get out on social media that supplies are going to start unloaded in over an hour at Paradise Cove. But what happened was, I'm trying to get to the point here. He's putting in a lot of videos and quotes and videos from Facebook, etc. However, when the group of volunteers arrived at Paradise Cove, they were met by the LA County Sheriff's Department, who refused to allow them on shore. Probably run by FEMA. If we're not letting people in by land, we're not letting them in by sea, an LA County Sheriff's deputy said. The boat was loaded with supplies meant to help local fire victims, and obviously had nothing but good intentions. However, the police had their orders and they stood by them. Charitable ventures be damned. Shocking. The police state, again, in the middle of emergency. Whoa. But where do you go with this? All this, I call it attack. And they're saying, I'll come to it in a minute. If America is such a happy place, why is the suicide rate up 34% since the year 2000? Wow. Shocking. But anyway, this next story here. Psychologists call out tech industry and psychologists they hire to design programs to hook kids on tech. This is psychologists working with high tech to help destroy children. How about that? How bent can you get for money? And B.N. Frank is writing this article. Well, children and teenagers and young adults are being psych-opped by Facebook. And that's the reason main reason it was set up. But while American public school systems collectively spent billions to provide high-tech education to students, Silicon Valley parents have been limiting their own kids and using the exposure to high-tech technology. Okay, we've come to the top of the hour break, and we should be back in about 2 minutes.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.